The House of Representatives may be this close to passing a continuing resolution. The Senate might vote on it as soon as tomorrow, as soon as if the House can get it done. That means in just a couple of days, your agency might have some budget certainty, at least until the end of December. Jessica Clement is legislative director at the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. She is watching the CR process up close. My friend David Hawkins told me yesterday, Jess, that it appears that the members of Congress are smelling the jet fumes, which I had to think about for a second. And then I got it. You know, they want to get out of here. They want to go back and campaign. They don't want to be here past Friday, right?
As they always do every September in the even-numbered years, yes. Thank you for having me, Francis. Yeah, I think they want to get the CR done and get out of town.
The likelihood that this gets done appears to be good. You and I discussed the other day the fact that since there's nothing crazy in it for federal employees, this is it's not a huge win. We shouldn't do cartwheels down Pennsylvania Avenue. But overall, it turned out better than it could have been. Right.
Right. A CR is never a win for federal agencies when it comes to, you know, budgeting and planning and those things that we would all expect federal agencies to do. But I don't expect any, you know, anti-federal employee provisions in there. As it relates to the pay raise, which I know most of your listeners are probably wondering about, this CR only extends till December 11th, I think it's going to be. So even if they were going to say something on pay, which they aren't, it wouldn't affect next year yet anyway, because pay raises are done on the calendar year basis. It will be silent on pay. We expect whatever comes after the CR, whether that be another CR or an omnibus, as they are talking about, to also be silent on pay, which would mean the president's recommendation for a pay raise would go into effect, which is 1%.
And, you know, again, not what some members of Congress hoped for, not what federal employees had hoped for, but given that it was frozen for 3 years, 1% and 1% is, you know, better than nothing, I suppose.
1% is better than nothing. I think that's really the only thing you can say when it comes to a 1% pay raise. It's better than no pay raise.
Yeah, fair point. The other issue that you are paying attention to and really happy about, I suppose, my colleague Shefali Kapadia has a story on federalnewsradio.com that says OPM will publish, and now has, flag recognition benefit for fallen federal civilian employees in the Federal Register. They published it last Wednesday. Give me the background on this, because you've been following this a lot more closely than I have.
Yes, and OPM did it in just shy of 3 years. In November of 2011, Congress passed and the president signed into law legislation providing a flag to the next of kin of fallen federal employees who were killed in the line of duty. Examples of that include, say, employees who worked at the Pentagon on September 11th, employees who were shot in the Navy Yard shooting exactly a year ago today. Written in a way so it wouldn't provide a flag to say someone who had a heart attack at their desk, died in the line of duty, carrying out their job duties. This was introduced by Congressman Hanna from New York and then Senator Daniel Akaka from Hawaii. Bipartisan support across the board, signed into law in December of 2011. Those regulations were finally finalized by OPM, I believe it was the week before last. We are happy the regs are finally out. From what I understand, agencies were able to do this without the regulations, and I know at least one member, one employee who died in the Navy Yard shooting, her family did receive a flag at her funeral. I was pleased to learn that. The regulations, however, were incredibly disappointing in the sense that they are written in a way that puts the burden on grieving families to request the flag be presented to them at the funeral. And we think that is putting far too great of a burden on families who probably the last thing on their mind is whether or not to request the flag.
Why is this such a big deal, Jess? You've been telling me about this for a couple of months now, at least, maybe longer, that this was something that bothered you and your colleagues and some, not just at NARF, at some of the other federal employee advocacy groups. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, yeah, the federal employee groups across the board supported this legislation. And, you know, in these days and with this Congress that we're dealing with, bipartisan legislation passing the House, in my opinion, is a pretty big deal. So it means, you know, we had both parties behind this. Federal employees, whether or not they think about it when they go to work every day or not, do put their lives on the line, and we've seen that over and over again, unfortunately, year after year, since this legislation has been signed, since this legislation was signed into law, over 20 federal employees lost their lives. They don't sign up for that. You know, they come to work, they want to serve their country, and it is unfortunate that we live in a world where 20 federal employees have been killed in the last 3 years. I think this recognition is the least we can do to honor their service.
Any expectation that that might be changed, that the families won't have to go after these themselves, or is this pretty much the way you expect to see it? Is it a done deal at this point?
I'll just put it this way. It probably is a done deal. That doesn't mean we're going to stop working on it.
That's it.
We're getting together a group of coalition folks to figure out how we can maybe, you know, on our end as the associations, put forth an education campaign so employees know that this is an option and they know that they have to tell their families that this is an option. So in the unfortunate event that something should happen to them, their families know where to turn.